Some legacies of the 1996 Olympic Games are quite obvious. Driving around Atlanta, you'll see the Olympic rings and torch on Capitol Avenue. Just down the street, what was once Centennial Olympic Stadium is now Turner Field. But there's another Olympic legacy that's just as tangible, just as visible. You can find it at nearly every bar, tap, brew pub, and corner convenience store in Atlanta and beyond. That's Sweetwater Brewing Company, perhaps most famous for their 420 Extra Pale Ale. Sweetwater co-founder Freddie Bench sat down with producer Aaron Wright to recall how the 96 Games helped create Georgia's most successful craft brewery to date.
Well, I guess first and foremost, we'd been in Boulder, Colorado for the last 6 years and, you know, finishing up school at CU, but more importantly, you know, rounding out our traits in the brewing industry. And once we get done with school, we took about 4 months to cruise around the Southeast, really looking for a location to jumpstart our dream, which was to start Sweetwater. And the last place on that tour was Atlanta, Georgia. And you know, very haphazard, but it was on the list to sort of check out. Coincidentally, you know, the truck kind of broke down, the dog was tired being in the car, and, you know, we said we should check out Atlanta for, you know, maybe an extended time, and parked the truck and, you know, started getting that thing fixed. And we started looking around and immediately could feel just this buzz or this vibe, not a beer buzz, but there was a little bit of that too, but just a buzz from all the energy of, you know, this was probably 6 months before the Olympics were here, is, you know, Atlanta really got ready and to welcome the entire world to come visit the city. And it was contagious, you know, it was just phenomenal.
What were you expecting, or did you have any expectations at all before arriving in Atlanta back in 1996?
You know, coming out of Boulder, Colorado, which was, you know, a hippie town, very progressive. You know, you're not really sure. You obviously have a lot of windshield time as you're driving out here, and you're like, what's on the other side? But, you know, I mainly thought, you know, it's been around a while. It's old school, old style. But what I found is there's a ton of progressive people here. And, you know, everybody's really looking to take Atlanta and our community to the next level.
So I imagine after the Olympics, even immediately after the Olympics, that the city would sort of die down just a little bit or take a sigh of relief. So you were still hooked after the Olympics?
You bet. You know, the Olympics put a focus on Atlanta that wasn't going to go away. You know, it brought so much investment, so much focus and even culture to Atlanta that it was on. You know, the switch was turned. So after the Olympics for us, it was okay. Let's call friends and family, try to borrow some money from the SBA and get our dream going. But, you know, once the switch was turned on, Atlanta was firing.
So what were your initial impressions of Atlanta's food, restaurant, brewing, cultural scene, all of that in 1996?
Well, I guess you have to put it in perspective. I was fresh out of college. I probably had 50 cents to my name. Mm-hmm. So in terms of eating, it was a lot of top ramen, and I think I subsidized my diet with beer. Mm-hmm. But it was very young in my mind. You know, the Renaissance hadn't really arrived, definitely not in the beer culture. I think there were three or four breweries here before we got here. Making great beer, but making beer that was really made kind of for the masses. And we really felt that we could come in and make a much more aggressive, almost West Coast style beer, and hope that that would catch on. And I think there was a lot of parallels between the restaurant industry and the brewing industry in that, you know, very young 20 years ago, but you look at the environment today and it's just exploded.
What is a West Coast style brewery and a brew?
I would define that as more hop-centric. You know, we're not as big on the malty beers. I prefer, personally, hoppier, crispier, more intense hop flavors.
Could you explain the difference between hops and malt?
Sure. Well, the malt's what's going to give, really, the beer its basis or backbone. It's going to set the alcohol content in the beer. You know, very round, very earthy flavors. The hops are really the spices in brewing, so to say. It's what's going to deliver either the bitterness or that really big aroma at the end. Mm-hmm. So base and really, you know, spice is the best way to characterize it.
Okay. It took a while to catch on, it seems, for other craft brewing companies to start up and come on board. But, I mean, obviously, we have Orpheus, Wild Heaven, all of these new and thriving breweries in Atlanta. With that in mind, how have you seen the brewing and really just the food and restaurant culture evolve in the past 20 years?
I definitely think it's more competitive, but it's competitive in a good way. You know, everybody's really, you know, finding their niche, but more importantly, you know, pushing everybody to evolve and improve and, you know, be more creative. You know, so our craft industry here in Georgia is phenomenal, growing at a wicked pace. And, you know, quite frankly, I think we're still less than 5 or 6% of the entire beer sold being in Georgia.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of room to go.
Hmm. Now, tell us how you named the company Sweetwater.
Well, coming from Colorado, we were always heavy into the outdoors, and there was a creek that ran behind our original brewery, which was Sweetwater Creek. So we would spend all day, we physically built the brewery ourselves, and then spend all day brewing beer, but at some point you got to let off, and our passion was to go out to Sweetwater Creek and kayak down through the river system there, or the creek system there. And for those who haven't been back there, it's phenomenal, incredibly beautiful, and 20 minutes from downtown Atlanta, which is just unheard of. So we thought it was really, you know, the perfect name to encompass, you know, not only our location but our passion for the outdoors and ultimately, you know, what we love to do as people.
Were there other names you considered?
Oh, my gosh. There was a rendition of names, and thank God is all I can say that we settled on Sweetwater, because some of the other ones I'm even embarrassed to mention.
Could you tell us a few?
All I can say is there might have been a peach tree in there.
That's not so bad. That's not so bad.
That would have been a terrible mistake.
Yeah, because everything's named Peachtree?
Yeah, everything is named Peachtree.
Okay. Freddie Bench, thank you so much for coming in and telling us a little bit about the background of Sweetwater Brewing. And congratulations, 20 years. That's amazing. The amazing growth y'all have had in the past 2 decades.
We haven't worked a day in our lives, and we love every minute of it. So thank you.